at the Reno Club where Basie kept time. Crazy Little Women at the corner of Vine. Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou and Nick Shan. Parker, President, Piggy, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Live from 12th Street in Kansas City, where Basie tickled the ivories and Big Joe Turner shouted the blues, it's 12th Street Jump, public radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. Joe Cartwright, Tyrone Clark, Mike Warren on the bandstand, along with the lovely Nedra Dixon, and yours truly, David Bassey. This week, we celebrate the birthday of American songbook composer George Gershwin with our special guest, Karin Allison. And now, please welcome your 12th Street Jump host, Pearl McDonald and Pete Weber.
Well, good evening.
Yes, good evening. How we doing, Kansas City?
How you feeling?
And we're going out over the radio waves to 110 of our friends, and some of our newest belong to the Prairie Public Radio Network up north, which is covering Montana, North Dakota, Minnesota, all kinds of wonderful places.
All right, Kansas City, let them hear you.
Yes.
Welcome.
So welcome to the family, and welcome to all of you for another hour of fantastic jazz, blues, and comedy. Pearl, we've got a good one on hand tonight.
We've got a great show on hand.
Karin Allison's going to come out here and blow people's minds.
Tear it up. Let's...
She's going to be doing moaning later on.
And I'm just going to have to hold you off the set while she sings it.
That's my favorite. You know that, right?
It's what women say to you oftentimes, huh?
I wish. Okay. I wish.
Well, Pete, before we get to that, there's some scientific news I have to share. Did you hear that scientists discovered a meteorite that contains organic molecules?
Oh.
Yeah, that means life on Earth could have come from another planet. Or the International Space Station needs a new septic tank.
You know, there's nothing illegal about this show.
Or
there's
stinky.
Nothing wrong. It's not stinky. Let's get it going. Here's Joe, Mike, and Tyrone performing a Victor Feldman composition, The Haunted Ballroom.
Thank you.
12th Street Jump Band, ladies and gentlemen.
Now this week, we celebrate the birthday of one of the greatest songwriters of the 20th century, George Gershwin. The second son of Russian immigrant Moishe Gershevitz, George left school at the age of 15 to become a song plugger in Tin Pan Alley, where he earned 15 whole dollars a week. Not satisfied promoting other composers' material, Gershwin joined up with Irvin Caesar to write his first hit song, Swanee. After Al Jolson heard Gershwin plugging the song at a party, he put Swanee in one of his shows. Composer George Gershwin had arrived.
1924 was an important year for George Gershwin. With older brother Ira, he wrote his first Broadway musical, Lady Be Good, which included hits like the title song and Fascinating Rhythm. At the same time, the world was introduced to Gershwin's greatest achievement when the Paul Whiteman Orchestra performed Rhapsody in Blue, with George on the piano.
After the initial failure of his 1935 opera Porgy and Bess, Gershwin moved to Hollywood, where RKO Pictures commissioned him to write the music for the film Shall We Dance. Starring Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, the movie introduced the Gershwin classic They Can't Take That Away From Me, part of a score that married ballet with jazz in a brand new way. Sadly, it was one of his last great works, though. George Gershwin died of a brain tumor the following year at just 38 years old.
We are going to spend the next hour playing some of the brilliant George Gershwin songbook. To get that done, we will need a great vocalist and piano player. That would be our special guest, Concord jazz recording artist, Karen Allison.
Welcome back to the show, Karin.
Thank you very much.
You know, it is an amazing opportunity to bring somebody like you on to celebrate a great composer like Gershwin. And you being a great vocalist, you know, what does it take? What does a good composer do for a good singer?
Well, it makes me want to sing their songs, for one thing. And the marriage between a great lyric and a great melody can't be beat. It's a very attractive thing, and it just catches your attention, and you think, I want to tell that story.
And that great reaction that we got from our audience here is partly in due because you take other people's songs and personalize them and make them so uniquely yours. And that's amazing art that you put out. And, you know, does that come across just naturally for you?
Well, it's a nice compliment, thank you. I try to, and when all else fails, just, you know, pretend like it's working, basically.
And who taught you all this?
You did.
You lying.
I work with the most amazing players, and I really give them so much credit for teaching me a lot of what I do.
Well, we're going to get you going right away, but I have to introduce on guitar Rod Fleeman, everybody. Joe Cartwright, what are we going to start with?
We do two Gershwin tunes. First, How Long Has This Been Going On? And followed by Swanderful.
Ladies and gentlemen, Karin Allison.
I could cry salty tears. Where have I been all these years? A little while, tell me now. How long has this been going on? There were chills up my spine some thrills I can't define. Listen, sweet, I repeat, how long has this been going on? 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Oh, I feel that I could melt into heaven. I'm hurled. Now I know how Columbus spelt finding another world. Kiss me once and then once more. What a dunce I was before. What a break. For heaven's sake, how long has this been going on? Wonderful, it's marvelous that you should care for me. It's awful nice, it's paradise, it's what I long to see. You've made my life so glamorous, you can't blame me for feeling amorous. It's wonderful, it's marvelous that you should care for me. For me, it's awful nice, it's paradise, it's what I long to see. You've made my life so glamorous, you can't blame me for feeling amorous. So it's wonderful, it's marvelous that you should care for, that you should care for, that you should care for me, that you should care for me. It's wonderful.
Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues? Who stepped in something in her alligator shoes? Who's got it bad? Who got bent? Who hocked a microphone so she could pay the rent? Who spent it all on fast men and booze?
Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues?
Who's got the blues? Well, everybody's got the blues. Whether you're as nude as Miley Cyrus or as booed as A-Rod, the blues is you.
That's right, Pearl. And this week we find out what gives our special guest, Karin Allison, the blues. Karin, I'm going to ask you serious questions. I demand serious answers.
No problem.
Okay. Where are you from?
Great Bend, Kansas.
What else would you be if you weren't a musician?
I'm a nature girl. I love the environment, so I'd be listening to the birds and the nature.
Yeah. Who would you like to party with?
My musicians and President Barack Obama.
Who is your biggest musical influence?
My mom.
Aww. Yeah. What's your favorite food?
What isn't? I'm an equal opportunity eater.
Do you have any nicknames?
Buttercup. Paul Smith gave it to me.
Where's your favorite place to perform?
Kansas City!
Do you have any secret talents?
One of them would be, I can cook a little bit. I can cook.
Okay, where would you like to retire?
Hawaii.
Oh, yes. And what's your favorite musical memory?
Getting to perform with greats like you all, Nancy King, James Williams, Mulgrew Miller, all kinds of beautiful people.
Okay, now it's time for the most important question, Karin. That is, what gives you the blues?
War gives me the blues.
All right. Pearl, get us started with Karin Allison Blues.
Here we go, Karin. Karin's a Kansas girl, you might say a Great Bend honey. Loves to play in KC. Just ask her and send money. And though she won't remember it, she'll probably do something that's quite funny.
Karin loves her music. You know it originated with her mama. She loves partying with her bandmates. With them, there's no drama. Unless one of them gets between her and Barack Obama.
When it's time for her to retire, Karin says Hawaii's the place. Listening to wild birds and walking at a leisurely pace. The restaurants are excited because Karin loves to feed her face.
If she wasn't a musician, singing songs and getting wild. Outdoors is where you'd find her, because this girl's a nature child. So don't mess with any flowers, or you'll get this buttercup all riled. Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues? Who stepped in something in her alligator shoes? Who's got it bad? Who got the bend? Who hocked the microphone so she could pay the rent?
Let's give it up for Karin Allison and her blues. Thank you, Karin. Now let's go have some of your home cooking.
Now don't you go anywhere, because there's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump.
Live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
You know, last week we celebrated the birthday of sax legend John Coltrane, who in 1963 recorded an album on the Impulse label called Ballads. Teaming up with McCoy Tyner on piano, Elvin Jones on drums, and bass players Jimmy Garrison and Reggie Workman, Coltrane brought his improvising brilliance to some of the best-loved standards in the Great American Songbook.
Well, tonight our special guest, Karen Allison, honored this important album with a CD of her own, Ballads, Remembering John Coltrane. Adding her own soulful vocals to these great songs, Karen's brought her signature style and grace to this wonderful collection of jazz classics.
Now here's Karen Allison to perform two compositions from Ballads, All or Nothing at All, and It's Easy to Remember.
Never appeal to me. If your heart never could yield to me, then I'd rather have nothing at all. All or nothing at all. If it's love, there is no in between. Why begin and try for something that might have been? No, I'd rather have nothing at all. Well, please don't put your lips so close to my cheek. Don't smile or I'll get lost beyond recall. The love in your eyes, the kiss in your smile makes me weak, and my heart, it will grow dizzy and fall. And if I fall under the spell of your call, I get lost in the undertow. And so you see, I got to say no. No, I'd rather have nothing at all. Nothing at all. Smile or I'll get lost beyond recall. The love in your eyes, the kiss in your smile makes me weak, and my heart, it will grow dizzy and fall. And if I fall under the spell of your call, I get lost in the undertow. And so you see, I got to say no, no. Nothing at all, nothing at all. I'd rather have nothing at all. Your sweet expression, the smile you gave me, the way you looked when we met. It's easy to remember. And so hard to forget. I hear you whisper, I'll always love you. And though it brings me easy to remember, and so hard to forget. And so I must dream to have your hands caress me. Fingers press me tight, though it's a dream. I get that lonely feeling stealing through the night. Each little moment is clear before me. I know it's over, and yet it's easy to remember, and so hard to forget. It's easy to remember, and so hard to forget.
Now, as a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think the New Jersey boardwalk had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
Putin showed up Obama. You know, that really had to hurt. Kerry tried to thank him, but Vladimir was awfully curt. Apparently, he likes to deal with guys
without a shirt.
Goodbye, Elliot Spitzer. Turns out you were no game changer. Goodbye, Tony Wiener. You know, that guy was even stranger. Both of them got fewer votes than the write-in, Carlos Danger.
Prince William quit the army, having proved that he is brave. Now he'll start his regular job, practicing his wave.
Bring on the global warming. My fridge is stocked with brews.
Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
Antonio Carlos Jobim wrote it. Karin Allison recorded it. Now here's Karin Rod and the band to perform A Felicidade.
Tristeza não tem fim. Felicidade, sim. Ah, felicidade como a gota de um vaso numa pétala de flor. Brilha tranquila depois de leve oscila e cai como uma lágrima de amor. A felicidade do povo parece a grande ilusão do carnaval. A gente trabalha um ano inteiro por um momento de sonho, pra fazer a fantasia de rei ou de pirata ou jardineira, pra tudo se acabar na quarta-feira. Happiness must end, yet sadness goes on and on. Happiness is like one dewdrop on a flower that sparkles for a moment in the dawn, then falls like a teardrop from the eyes of a young girl who cries to realize her lover's gone. Poor folks work all year to make one dream come true, to share a night of joy at carnival. They dress up as clowns and pirates and kings and dance the night away. They're still dancing at daybreak. As long as they dance, they can pretend that happiness and carnival won't end. To share a night of joy at carnival. They dress up as clowns and pirates and kings dance the night away. They're still dancing at daybreak. As long as they dance, they can pretend that happiness and carnival win. Pra tudo se acabana pra that happiness and carnival won't end. Boom, 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 bing, da boom, 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 tristeza não tem fim.
You walk like jazz. You talk like jazz. It'll whisper kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough. Like jazz. Yeah, jazz.
So if you like jazz like we like jazz, then why don't you listen up to what David and Miss Karin are about to talk okay. Going on in the world of jazz,
okay.
Right, David?
Okay.
Do you have a problem with me forcing you to talk to lovely ladies?
I'll talk.
Okay.
Don't just start me talking, though. We have a young and talented, lovely singer here tonight. Stephanie Moore is with us. Millage Gilbert, the guitarist, the blues guitarist, and also Angela Hagenbach from Renaissance Resonance Records. Last year, you gave me a new song that you and Chris Caswell wrote. It was a holiday song.
That's about right.
Hanging out in the living room, putting mistletoe on something.
It was all about their living room, actually their whole house, because my friend Chris's Barb decorates this house like Macy's. And so we were writing songs together, and we decided to do a song called Yuletide Hideaway, and that's the title track to our new disc coming out.
So you're making a holiday record?
Yes.
Nice. You're doing it here?
Doing some stuff here, as a matter of fact.
Because
lots of it's been done already in Los Angeles.
Because the plaza has the lights.
Yes,
you know?
I know. So. I'm aware of that.
Well, that's wonderful. And you have like all the traditional holiday fare?
Some traditional, some new, some old, several original songs of myself and Rod Fleeman and Chris Caswell and a few others, Bill Evans. I even have a holiday Bill Evans tune. And some old chestnuts that we love very much.
Todd Strait's
on it. Rod's on it. Lee Scalar on bass. Gerald Spates is also playing some bass. And Chris Caswell and myself on piano.
I think there's some mistletoe right there. Do you see it right up there? Oh. Pardon me.
We don't need that.
Pardon me.
So what is the name of the album one more time so people can pick it up?
The name of the CD is Yuletide Hideaway, and it's available November 1st.
So there it is, a perfect stocking stuffer.
You're the first to hear about it, actually. Yes.
Released here on 12th Street Jump, you heard it first. So to learn more about all these cats, go to our website. To learn more about Karin, go to hers, karinallison.com. And for more happening right here, don't go anywhere. Because there's more to come on 12th Street Jump.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
This joint is jumping,
it's really jumping. Come and cats and check your hats. I mean, this joint is jumping.
The joint's always jumping at blues and jazz clubs near you. So this week, check out Rebecca Kilgore and Dave Frischberg at Ivory's Jazz Lounge in Portland, Oregon. In New Jersey, jazz fans can make an appointment with one of my favorites, Dr. Dubious and the Agnostics, at the Jazzberry Patch. And if you find yourself in Pittsburgh, stop by the MCG to hear the new Gary Burton Quartet.
Our affiliates, WDPS in Dayton, Ohio, is hosting their Listener Appreciation Concert at the Ponet Center. In Anchorage, Alaska, find your way to the Taproot for the tribute to the Jazz Masters.
And try to keep up, just try to keep up with our special guest, Karen Allison, one of the busiest gals in jazz. After she leaves us, she'll be playing the Jazz Alley in Seattle, then hopping over to Birdland in New York, and then on a trip down south takes her to Festival Miami. Hey, Karin, say hi to our friends at WDNA while you're down there. And wherever you are, get out to support your local jazz and blues scene, because that's where it's always jumping.
All right, let's listen to Karin on piano, with Rod and the band performing a Karin Allison original, right here, right now.
Well, I'm not gonna tell you you're the first, not gonna say you'll be the last. Please don't talk about the future. Please don't talk about your past. Because you're right here, right now, and I like that. Yes, you're right here, right now, it's just like that. Well, let's not cause each other trouble. Let's not cause each other pain. Don't wanna burst your little bubble, but I don't even want to know your name. Because you're right here, right now, and I like that. Yes, you're right here, right now, it's just like that. Well, most times I tend to be real choosy. I never have been known to suffer fools. At the risk of seeming like some kind of floozy, come and help me bend my rule. Because you're right here, right now, it's just like that. Yes, you're right here, right now, it's just like that. Well, folks come and go, you never know just where or when. Look good to me, Lord knows that I could use a friend. Shopping for baby food, beginning. No need to have some bitter end. Let's meet somewhere in the middle, a place where broken hearts can mend. Because you're right here, right now, and I like that. Yes, you're right here, right now, it's just like that.
Yes, you're right here, right now, and I like that. Yes, I like that. It's just like that. Right here, right now, Karen Allison, ladies and gentlemen.
You may dig his music, but just how well do you know George Gershwin? Well, it's time to test your jazz knowledge on a game we call...
So what's your question? What's your question? Ask, I'll tell you what, how far, when.
It's so what's your question? The show that puts the answer first and the question last, like A-Rod at a pharmacy. Now, here's your host, the man with all the answers, but none of the questions, Bobo Weber.
Good evening, cats and kittens, and welcome to So What's Your Question? Pearl, let's meet this week's contestant.
Our contestant is someone who should know everything there is to know about George Gershwin and his music. Please welcome Karen Allison.
Hi, Momo.
That's Bobo. Pearl, why don't you tell Karen and our listeners this week's So What's Your Question categories?
Glad to, Zorro. The categories are, yes, they can take that away from you, someone to watch over me besides the NSA, and I've got rhythm because I'm out of batteries.
I'll try, yes, they can take that away from me for 25, Jojo.
That's Bobo. Anyways, the answer is, how long has this been going on? So,
what's your question?
That's easy. What song did Gershwin write for the film Funny Face in?
I'm sorry. The answer is, how long has this been going on? The question is, what does the rest of the world wonder about our Congress? Okay, Karen, pick another.
How about someone to watch over me for 50, Crisco?
That's Bobo, Karen. The answer is, it ain't necessarily so. So,
what's your question?
That's easy. What song from Porgy and Bess?
Good try, but wrong again. The answer is, it ain't necessarily so. The question is, what is Fox News' official position on the truth? And you know what that sound means, don't you? It's daily double time. Now you have 10 seconds to complete the titles of these Gershwin songs about New York politicians. Ready?
Ready.
All right. Nice work if you can...
fool the voters.
Correct. Oh, lady, be...
quiet, or my wife will hear you.
Correct. Let's call the whole thing...
something I didn't do and will never do again.
Correct. I got plenty of...
excuses?
Judges? Oh, sorry, Karin. Stick to music. That's all the time we have. Thanks for playing.
So what's your question? What's your question? Ask, I'll tell you what, how far, and when.
Here's Karen Allison with a Nat Adderley tune from her CD entitled Footprints. I Can't Say.
Well, I can't say just when it was I started to care. Well, I can't say just what it was that made me aware of your eyes and your smiling face. Never knew that I'd be looking back on a memory of how you wore me that day. Well, if I had known just how my life was gonna be changed, well, if I had known just how my life would be rearranged by your kiss, I'd have welcomed love. But I do know you're the only one that I've been dreaming of.
But don't fail.
say just when it was I started to care. But I can't say just what it was that made me aware of your eyes and your smiling face. Never knew that I'd be looking back on a memory of how you were me that day. Well, if I'd known just how my life was gonna be changed, well, if I'd known just how my life would be rearranged by your kiss, I'd have welcomed love. But I do know you're the only one that I've been dreaming of. But I can't say I go without you without any problem. But there's one thing that's true, I can say that I'll always love you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our show. For helping us celebrate the music of George Gershwin, give it up for our two very special guests, Karen Allison, Mr. Rod Fleeman.
And how about the rest of the band? Mike Warren on the drums.
Woo!
Tyrone Clark on bass. Musical director Joe Cartwright at the keyboard. And how about the lovely David Bassey, Nedra Dixon?
We had help from audio engineer Chad Mice with production assistant Paul Malinowski, Brenna Hayes, and director Ian York. This week's show was written by Paul Seaburn and the gang.
12th Street Jump is produced by Theater League, enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. We'd like to thank TreehouseDrums.com, KCUR, for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Now, don't forget to like us on Facebook. 12thstreetjump.com has all the information you ever could use, and we appreciate all the support we want to share with you.
Join us next week as we celebrate the birthday of bass player Oscar Pettifor with our own Tyrone Clark.
Yeah.
Until then, I am Pearl Rivera's McDonald.
And I'm Pete Weber. We'll see you next week on 12th Street, where it's always jumping!
Boom, 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 boom.